Into Thin Air by John Krakauer. Copyright 1997 by John Krakauer. This recording of the full-length reading of Into Thin Air was published by arrangement with Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing, a division of Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in 1997 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Philip Franklin. Into Thin Air, A Personal Account of the Mount Everest Disaster, by John Krakauer. This book consists of 21 chapters and is 288 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. When John Krakauer reached the summit of Mount Everest in the early afternoon of May 10, 1996, he hadn't slept in 57 hours and was reeling from the brain-altering effects of oxygen depletion. As he turned to begin his long, dangerous descent from 29,028 feet, 20 other climbers were still pushing doggedly toward the top. No one had noticed that the sky had begun to fill with clouds. 6 hours later, and 3,000 feet lower, in 70-knot winds and blinding snow, Krakauer collapsed in his tent, freezing, hallucinating from exhaustion and hypoxia, but safe. The following morning, he learned that 6 of his fellow climbers hadn't made it back to their camp and were in a desperate struggle for their lives. When the storm finally passed, 5 of them would be dead, and the 6th, so horribly frostbitten that his